It's really a Corvette Stingray.
Okay. And what about besides four door, you might have?
Well, you know, you can have your two door car. That obviously, there are two door hard tops, and you can't have a two door sedan.
Okay. Do you have any slang names for very, very large, pretentious cars?
You know it. You know what they are.
I want to find out what you use.
I don't know about pretentious, but you know one, one word that we use. Well, it was designed to be H-O-G, but it's pronounced H-A-W-G. It's a hog.
Okay, and what'd you say?
well, but that refers to the kitty, which is the Cadillac.
And any other?
You know, rides, you know, that's a bad ride. Ride, R-I-D, that's a bad ride. You might say that's a gangster ride. But, even like, El Dorado, for instance, I refer to him, and all my friends would understand in my peer group. If I said an L, they'd know exactly what I mean. If I said a coupe, they know I mean a coupe de ville Cadillac. Mm-hmm. If I said a Mark, I'm talking about a Mark IV, Continental Mark IV. If I said a hog, you know, I'm talking about Cadillac in general. You know, those terms. Yeah.
Okay. And, let's see, what about electric 220?
Deuce.
Okay.
It's a Deuce. I drive a Deuce.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Have you ever heard them called Deuce and a Quarter?
Oh, yes,
just
Deuce and a Quarter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. What would you take to the airport, maybe instead of a taxi, if you did?
Cab.
Okay. And what kinds of public transportation do they have here?
Well, we have buses. That's it. We have the transit, you know, it's now the Jefferson County Transit Authority that runs the buses.
Where's the speedometer on your car?
Mine's directly behind the steering column, right in front of me.
What do you call that thing that's on?
The dashboard.
And does that go all the way across? Or is it just that little bar right there?
Well, I consider my dashboard, well, the dash itself runs all the way across. Mm-hmm. In my mind, it's just my own little orientation. My dashboard, you know, is maybe 3 feet long. And because on the right-hand side, well, I don't know, I guess the dashboard, as I consider, is where my instrumentation is. But, you know, because my glove box is on the right-hand side of my dash.
Okay. And you call that thing the glove box, the little thing on the side?
No, our glove compartment is generally what I refer to as the glove compartment.
And, okay, if you had several maps, what would you use?
Map light, reading light, map light is what I, that's what you mean,
no,
if I'm on a trip.
If you wanted to wrap something around them, it's a stretchy thing?
A rubber band?
Yeah,
that's what I mean.
Okay, and what do you call this little metal thing?
My first reaction is gem clip, but it's a paper clip.
Which you would call a gem clip?
I think I would.
Okay. And where would you keep your spare tire?
Trunk.
And what do you push with your foot?
Go ahead. Push with my foot.
Make the car go.
And accelerate. The gas.
You would call it?
The accelerator, yeah.
Okay, and how would you shift gears in the car without automatic transmission?
First, I'd have to engage the clutch. Then I would, depending on what kind of car it is, whether it had three forwards, four forwards, or five forwards.
Yeah, and can you tell me about the difference? And you said three
forward gears.
Uh-huh.
I don't know whether the gear shift is mounted on the dash or if it could be floor shift.
Uh-huh.
Also, you'd have to engage the clutch and come up off your accelerator. And if it's, say if it's a three in the floor, for instance, and then you'd have to first get it in neutral, pull it to you and down, ease up off your clutch as you're going on your gas concomitantly, take off.
Okay, and do you have a name for that type of car as compared
stick shift.
To...
Stick shift. Well, I would say, I'm giving you my first gut level reaction, stick shift. It's a standard shift car.